Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Faddis.
Trial of Alec Baldwin, it is getting underway, and it is dividing a lot of people in terms of what they think is right and wrong here. Should he be held accountable? There was other people on this set who already have been held accountable. Hannah Gutierrez, the armorer. Also, the assistant director, David Halls, he said he admitted he checked it, but didn't check the bullets all that well. Didn't check all of them to make sure that there wasn't a live round in there. And then the gun eventually handed to Alec Baldwin. And we know what happened from there. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney and former prosecutor. Eric, let's just talk about this going in. What's your initial impressions here now that we've seen some opening statements being made?
You know, candidly, Tony, I've never been a huge fan of this case against Alec. I think I share a sentiment that a lot of people have where, you know, this was a tragic accident and perhaps the civil justice system is a better arena in which to adjudicate it. That being said, Alec Baldwin is on trial for involuntary homicide and it is heating up. And as the trial develops, we're learning a lot more.
The question is, I think the big thing is firearm safety and accountability. If you are holding that gun, how much training should you have had? How much accountability do you have to make sure that there's not a live round in that? And if it's already been checked, you already have two people on your staff that are assigned to do this. And they did. And it failed those two checks and went to him. How do you say to Alec Baldwin, you're responsible for this, especially when we talk about dummy rounds, because there's a difference there. There's blanks and there's dummy rounds. I think people kind of mix those two up a little bit. A dummy round looks identical for the most part to a regular bullet. A blank, not so much. You can tell the difference if you're looking at them. I'm not a gun or firearms expert by any mean. If I had two people in front of me saying, okay, here's the scene, here's the gun, it's safe, I couldn't tell you. Alec Baldwin, though, has been on many sets, many scenes, over 100 times handling firearms. Should he have known, or is this kind of a situation where over 100 times nothing's gone wrong, the people who are in charge did their job correctly, and he's just kind of going along with how things have always gone? Is that sloppy, or is that just, it's just how life has been, and suddenly this is a different situation?
Yeah, you know, I mean, clearly he's not a firearms expert, right? He's an actor. The dude gets up and does movies and stuff. And so, you know, we can't as a society put that sort of heightened responsibility on him that we would for someone who uses firearms all the time, real firearms in their job. Those people need to be trained and have experience in those. An actor, you know, we're talking about tens of thousands or more productions annually in which I'm sure there are prop guns. Are we going to require all of those people to go through, you know, extensive firearms trainings to handle a fake gun or what's supposed to be a fake gun? That just seems like a little much.
Is that unreasonable though? I mean, we're talking about the potential for lives being lost. And honestly, you know, if you look at, this is not to dismiss or downplay the death at all, of anyone in this, but if you were to take a look at all of those movies, add them up, the amount of actual accidents on set with it, like resulting in death from a firearm, it ain't many. I mean, it's kind of like your odds of dying in a plane crash. Like, could it happen? Sure. But you know, are you going to go Are you going to examine the plane before you get on the plane to make sure that everything is right, especially if you don't know how to examine the plane? I don't know if that's a great analogy, but, you know, it's an analogy.
No, I hear you. And you know, how far do we take that if we're going to go down that road? Let's say they're doing a Revolutionary War movie and there's cannons involved. Do the actors have to go through some sort of like independence era cannon training? Like, it's just getting to be too far, especially what you said, like the infrequency of these incidents. Thankfully, that they are very infrequent.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously happened. This is a horrible one that happened. It makes you really, I can see both sides of the argument here, but I think I see both sides of the argument had there been more training, I guess, on set. The argument that's going to be made to that, though, is there was training on set. There was a brief firearms training, and it's on video. Alec Baldwin's not really paying attention. He's over on his phone. He's literally playing around with the gun, kind of like a kid. But again, you're the actor, but I'm going to guess it's like he's been on this. He's seen this routine. He's been through these trainings hundreds of times. It's kind of like, whatever, I kind of got this. It's like a senior in high school and they're doing some sort of initiation for the freshmen. And they're all, oh, what's this? And you're like, whatever, I've done this before. Talking about a gun, though, a little different. You know, someone's life could be ended. I don't know that aspect's going to play very well for him in this trial.
Yeah, it's not a great look. And especially when someone lost their life and you have kind of this, rich, famous actor who's sort of cavalierly going through this firearms training and lo and behold, someone dies from a gun on set. Horrible look, without question. But, you know, what he was required to do under the statute is to act with it's like due cause and circumspection or something. Mm-hmm. Due caution and circumspection. So he doesn't need to be an expert. He doesn't need to go above and beyond. He just kind of has to act like a reasonable person in a similar position would. And I think the defense is going to argue that he did what any other actor would do.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.